The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Planet people, this is Kev Energy on our perfect planet, if only it could be so, and how we can seek ways to improve. Because one of the guiding principles I gleaned on a trip that I got from South America, from Cape Town in South Africa, was on the bottom of a metal drink bottle top. And it said, what is the biggest room in the world? And that biggest room in the world was room for improvement. So yes, we can improve. Question is, how are we going to do it? So let's see what a author friend of mine by the name of Hamish Johnson says about perceptions. So he has a beautiful book called Perceptions, Travels and Observations of His Recent Trip Overseas. And he's an exponent of walkability, using the two legs, 2 feet that God gave us to be able to get into a better space. So the definition is, perception is the process of becoming aware of situations, of adding meaningful associations to sensations. If you ponder over that for a bit, but it does link the both intellectual and the physical association so that we can perform meaningful perceptions. So Hamish has a wonderful book called Perceptions. It's his newest one. And on reflection, that's his previous book. So we want to now go on to evolution and see how the plastics world can, we can have perceptions that will change our outcomes. So again, there's around 12.7 million tons of plastic entering the oceans every year. By 2050, there could be more plastic in the ocean than fish by weight. But you can make a difference. And one of the books that I recommend is by Will McCallum. He's head of Oceans Greenpeace in the UK at one point in his stellar career. And it just simply says, simple steps to living consciously on our planet. So let's have a look at one of his Greenpeace people who was in Manila. And this lady is by the name of two sisters, Ella and Amy Meek. And they started a campaign and group called Kids Against Plastic. We're often on the news talking about reducing plastic. Why do you care about plastic so much? I say, we are kids now, but when we know that when we are adults, the problem of plastic will be our problem. And this is a contagion that we face as adults right through the continuum. It's a history matter problem. Since we started Kids Against Plastic, we picked up 100,000 pieces of Big Four plastic products. That is the Big Four: single-use cups, straws, bottles and bags. We've also encouraged many cafes, businesses and schools to become plastic-tober. That means using less single-use plastic and more reusable. So SUP isn't just the lovely stand-up plastic paddleboards, it's single-use plastics. And if we go one step further, it is stop using single-use plastic. We tell other people about plastics as much as we can, giving talks, examples on TEDx, which we will follow up on with Amy and Ella, talking in schools and starting new Kids Against Plastic groups around the country. What can people do to help? They say, become plastic clever, reduce your use of plastic cups, throws, straws, bottles and bags. It's the four: straws, bottles, bags and cups. What's the worst example of plastic pollution you've ever seen? They said, in a village called Arrochar in Scotland, we saw a horrible amount of plastic on the beach. It has had a big effect on the people who live there, but they have produced none of it. They clean the beach every month, but more and more plastic comes. How unedifying would that be? What's the best solution to the problem of plastics? So using reusable products, and by the way, that doesn't say usable plastic products. We're using reusable products. It can also save you money because most cafes now give you a wee discount for using a reusable cup. And you simply take it along and it happens. It's not hard. Just has to be part of your daily psyche. So improve the outcome, get a better perception, link the associations to sensations, and voila, we have a solution. And we should reduce our use of bottled water because in many countries, the water is safe anyway. So you don't need to buy plastic water bottles. So initially, we need to stop using the plastic. And then hopefully the production companies will understand their sales are falling. How that next paradigm pans out, where they will change back to glass bottles, would be an absolute win. Because then you only have to buy one. But then they're going to go out of business. So we'll cover that in another lifetime. What changes have you made in your life to use less plastic? They ask. We don't use single-use plastics at all. And most importantly, the big four: cups, straws, bottles, and bags. There you go, the big four. Put it on your shopping list. None of the above. What makes you most angry? They were asked. Plastic packaging on products that don't need packaging at all. For example, why do companies sell fruit and vegetables in plastic? There is another side to that. In the food grade section, we need to have some form of protection. But the question is, probably 90% of that, or well north of 50, doesn't have to be made. It makes it look nice, but it's single use and off it goes. As well, we do have the warehouse, we do have New World, and we do have Countdown. Now the new Woolies that will take that plastic. So win for the planet. Mitre 10 Mega will take your polystyrene foam. So the avenues are out there. We just have to simply look for them. Ah, and a quick shout out for Wekapeka in Motueka. If you go past the community house, take your metal tops to bottles and the like in a jar, and there is a little recycling bin there. So it's called making the problem smaller, getting the right perception, and taking it further. So they were asked, do you have any top tips for getting rid of plastic? Start by doing something small and say no to single-use plastics. That can have a bigger effect than you can imagine. They were asked, what makes it difficult to get rid of plastic? We all use too much plastic packaging. It's so convenient. It's everywhere. It's convenience factor. We have to have a perception that convenience comes at a cost. So let's stop doing it. And that it's also too difficult to stop using it. So giving up plastic at home. Now you know why we should get rid of plastic. So you are ready for the next part of the book. You know, the next three chapters of the book, it's a small wee one, shows you lots of ways to reduce your plastic footprint. But first, a top tip. Go slowly and make a few changes every week. The best place to start is in the bathroom. So it's all about the refillables in the bathroom and the kind of effects that microbeads have on our lives. So let's look at microbeads. A few years ago, nobody had heard of microbeads, but now governments all over the world are banning them. They can be found in toothpaste, sunscreen, makeup, and hand wash. If your country has not yet banned microbeads, be careful when you buy products because microbeads are washed down the drain and produce oceans. You can find the names of companies that do not use microbeads on beatthemicrobead.org. If you want to see whether products you already own have microbeads in, check for these words on the packaging. Polyethylene, inverted brackets PE. Polypropylene, PP. Polyethylene terephthalate, PET, polymethyl methacrylate, PWMA, polytetrafluoroethylene, PTFE, and nylon. Wow. No wonder it gets so hard. If you already own a product that has with microbeads in, then how about sending it back to the company that made it and asking for your money back? That's good. They might not give you money back, but at least they'll know you're not happy that they are using microbeads. Now, the cotton bud. Use once, throw it away. A short time after the microbeads ban, several countries, including Scotland and France, banned microbeads and cotton buds with a plastic within them. Cotton buds are used to clean naturally ears or take off makeup. Another industry that needs a microscope attack. When Waitrose, a UK supermarket group, banned them, that's cotton buds, it saved 21 tons of plastic. And that's a lot for such a tiny product. 21 tons of plastic that goes into the earbud stem. If you cannot imagine life without earbuds, try ones made from wood or paper. The company Johnson & Johnson has promised to stop using plastic in their cotton buds. Call them and ask them when they are going to introduce this change in our country, New Zealand. Makeup, a pet hate of mine. Makeup is a problem because all makeup is sold in plastic packaging. So make contact with the manufacturer and the producer of your favorite makeup and tell them to stop using plastic. How does it look at brushing teeth, for instance? Now, it's difficult not to use plastic when brushing your teeth. Well, there could be microbeads in your toothpaste and it comes in plastic packaging and your toothbrush is made from plastic. But there's some things you can do. Toothpaste and Georganics sell toothpaste in glass containers. Toothpaste, how well. Or you can make up your own tooth powder. Do not worry, it still keeps your teeth clean and white, and has been used for centuries, and where I come from in Africa, they do it all the time. Because they can't afford the other stuff, which is another question. Go to this website, www.goingzerowaste.com, and search for dentist-approved tooth powder to find out how you can make it. Now, getting rid of hair. You want to get rid of plastic, but you also probably want to get rid of hair on your body. Shaving does help. It's a socialism we need to do. So do not buy single-use razors. All razors you throw away after a few uses. They just aren't able to be, they've been factored out of the equation. Buy a safety razor. It might seem scary at first, but they work well. Many shops still sell them. So there are a whole plethora of things to do in the book, and we'll be covering little aspects that we can make life a much better planet for the world. For instance, 90% of seabirds have plastic in their stomachs. So it gets into the environment. There are 150 tons of plastic in the ocean every year, and by 2050, and there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish. How can we get rid of all that plastic? Well, we probably cannot. That's why it's important to start using less in our own lives. So planet people, stop using plastic as much as you can. The people where you populate your coffee stops on are open to suggestion, and simply take a coffee cup with you. I have a disposable coffee cup, or it's a reusable one. It's a flat pack one, and it fits in the back of my bike pack really well. I'll have a shout out for the manufacturer. It's Sea to Summit Collapsible Frontier Cup, ultralight, packable, and durable. It's BPA free, resistant to heat and silicone, so it can go into a microwave. It almost sits in your back pocket, and I think I paid about $11 for it or the like. So if you go seektosummit.com, have a shout out about their product. I'm sure they'll reward you in some way, shape, or form. So plastic people out there, it's time to become plastic free. We look forward to seeing you in a plastic free world. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.